from the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington. This is Gene Engany reading Walking Money by James O. Bourne. We'll begin with Chapter 1. Bill Tasker massaged the cramp in his thigh as he peered out the small rectangular window cut into the door of the walk-in freezer. His leg pain took his mind off the black eye he'd gotten a few hours before. His breath formed clouds on the thick pockmarked glass that looked out on the main floor of Remy's Quick Stop. The 30-degree air kept the others quiet, waiting for the FBI's information to pan out. Tasker thought, some big-time task force on robbery. Four grown men spending the past 2 hours waiting for someone to rob a convenience store. This sucked. As the only state cop on the task force, he fell somewhere in the middle of the natural friction between the locals and the feds.
"Tell us about your eye, Billy,"
said Tom Dooley, the FBI representative on the task force. "Just an accident," Tasker said, not turning from the window. Dooley laughed.
"Yeah, I had an accident like that once. My wife accidentally caught me with my girlfriend."
Even Tasker laughed at that one. Dooley tapped him on the shoulder and asked,
"How old was she?"
10.
"10? That's not right."
"It was my daughter."
"I guess that's all right in Florida, but we find it unacceptable."
Tasker waited for the other cops to stop laughing and said, "I was showing her how to fast pitch a softball, and she caught on quick."